2. 50 years ago, they started picking us up on a bus. A lot of bus ministries have gone away. There's still a couple churches that are still doing bus ministry. I know that Parker Memorial and then Heritage Baptist, they're doing bus ministry. We had one when we started here, and we were filling that van up, and then one by one, they just kind of floated away, and we no longer have it. We got to a point where we couldn't financially keep the insurances up and the old van up that we had. I always thought that was interesting. When I first come to town, they said to me, well, Pastor, we've got this van. It's got some transmission problems. And all right, my face is right here. Don't even say it. But I always thought it was interesting when Brother Barton and them had got the van, the people that they bought it from, this McCann family or whatever it is, they said the transmission had to learn. And I said, what? Wow. And y'all bought that? I can't believe it, Brother Scott. That's what they told me. There, you could tell it was slipping between 1 and 2. And if you're on the highway, it would slip. I think it was a 5-speed transmission they had on that, and it would slip between 4 and 5 to get it up to highway speed. And I even went back down there, and I said, fellas, I don't know what's wrong with this van, but, I mean, they did buy it from you. Well, but it's not under warranty and blah, blah. I said, all right, you know what? Fine, that's fine. And one time, Brother Ray was out driving it, and the pumpkin went out on it, Brother Scott, that rear pumpkin. Oh, yeah, poor old Brother Ray is just a grinding, and I felt bad for him. And we don't have a bus ministry or van ministry like we used to have. But a lot of churches are still doing that across the country, and I'm thankful for it. I was a product of the bus ministry. I'm a bus brat. That's what I am. That's what they called them, bus brats. The bus ministry has always been important to me. 50 years ago, they started picking us up. So this morning, as I entitled the message, 50 Years of Celebration, we're in Genesis chapter 2 to begin in verse number 5 in this celebration. But it's amazing what buses did for us. Let me tell you about my brother Bill. My brother Bill would ride on it with us, and he'd gotten saved when he was 14 at Camp Assurance in August of 1986. I'll never forget that. Mom and Dad got saved because of the bus ministry. My mom had been saved there at Parish Bible Church back in the 60s, so the bus ministry means a lot to our family. There's a lot of other parts of the ministry that we love, but 50 years in the ministry, 50 years of being around the church house. Now, to maybe some of you, you're not celebrating it like I am, and that's fine. You don't have to if you don't want to. But in those 50 years, there are some things that I've noticed that I want us to look at this morning. 50 years ago. 50 years ago. Isn't that amazing? Where has the time gone? 50 years. I used to think that 50 was super duper old. You know that? It's super old. I mean, to tell you now, anybody that was above the age of 40, I thought was ancient. Now it's anybody above the age of 80. Antique, right, Don? Anybody above the age of 59? I was careful, wasn't I? Miss Jamie's birthday, now y'all, we got to do something for her birthday, and she'll be the golden age of 58 this year, and I'm still 39. You gonna hit me for that? You gonna beat me up for it? Doggone it. Yeah. But I'm telling you, time flies, doesn't it? 50 years ago. I mentioned to you, second Sunday of February, 40 years we've been preaching somewhere. It's not David. It's God. And that's why we want to start this morning with Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. It's a very important verse as I celebrate. And if you want to celebrate with me, come on, it's fine, you can. I'm excited. I was enjoying the music this morning. That's good music this morning. The young men are growing, especially that little Caden. I'm so glad he's growing. He's growing up more than he is out anymore, and I'm glad of that. Amen. Because I was worried about him at one time, but now I don't have to worry about him. 50 years ago, Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. Bible says, "And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth." And am I in the right passage, Jamie Lynn? It's verse 7. I got the wrong verse. And you know what happened? I used a product other than an apple, and it gave me the wrong verse. Verse number 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Why in the world would you start there on a celebration Sunday? Well, in a couple weeks, we're going to celebrate. And by the way, I'm sick to death of the Catholic Church telling me when I got to celebrate Easter. How about y'all? Hello? I am. I'm sick to death of man telling me I can only celebrate it once a year and it has to be on their day. Resurrection Day is every day in the believer's life. And I'm going to tell you something else. Every day is a birthday. Kevin's already 1,050 days old, or years old. Of course, remember when he was younger, every day was his birthday. Every day was his birthday. Beloved, I'm celebrating the fact that God formed man of the dust of the ground. I'm celebrating the fact that he put breath in his lungs. And then later on, God came to the earth and dwelt amongst us and died and arose again. Those are things to celebrate. When's Easter Sunday? Who cares? It ought to be every day. You know, they do it once a year because it's a ritual and they don't have to live by it. It doesn't have to make any difference in their life. Well, I don't know about you, but the bus coming to pick me up made the extreme difference in my life. You thinking about it right now, the bus ministry gave you a pastor. Bus ministry gave you a friend. Bus ministry gave you a handsomest preacher of all time. You know, the bus ministry gave you a first lady of the church. There's never been as good a pastor's wife as there's been in Jamie. God did that. The bus ministry gave me Don Moss. Oh, my word. What'd the bus ministry give you? Bus ministry gave us Little Debbie cakes. Bus ministry gave us a Bible and doctrine. If you notice two things in this verse, number one, we're formed of the dust of the ground. I've said it before, I want to say it again on this celebration. 50 years of being around the church house, probably some of the greatest doctrine I'd like to share with you today. But one of them in particular is the fact that we're mud balls fashioned in the master's hand. You and your past is what helps David and Jamie live here in Lansing, Michigan. Because it sure ain't the weather. Whether it's warm or whether it's cold. Whether it's snowing or whether it's cloudy. That's the only way the weather ought to be told. Amen? Whether the knee hurts or the knee don't hurt. Because the whether or not it's cold or hot out there. You understand the weather now? But thankfully, the bus ministry taught me that I'm a mud ball. Now I know that this mud ball is fashioned with a lot more muscle. And the genius between his ears.
It's more like there's more mud ball between your ears than in the rest of your body.
Hey, it's none of your business, okay? Hey, beloved. Do you realize that Lau Goebel and Norman Smith helped you and I in Lansing, Michigan on March 30, 2025. I don't think we understand that very much. Do y'all understand that the parting of the Red Sea helped us today? Do y'all notice that the creation, that God created man and men and a man and a woman? Do you not understand that in the beginning also affects us in our day today? Thank God for that. I never thought about this before till this week. I was thinking about Pastor Charlie. I miss my pastor. Oh, I miss him. But he hadn't stopped running and shouting glory hallelujah since he got there. See, he's in heaven's glory. There's other good men of God that I've known over the years. Y'all didn't know Brother Earl Hughes. But Brother Earl Hughes, he would preach and that, and he had that thing kind of come down, and he would talk. I remember talking to Dr. Green about it. I said, did you ever had Brother Earl Hughes up here? He said, well, I'd love to have him up here, but nobody'd ever be able to understand him. He's a Southern boy, and he talked like this, and he well, God, we're from God. And he was hard. You had to really concentrate, didn't he, baby? You had to really concentrate on his messages. But I think about that bus ministry and what it's given. You know our music this morning is because of the bus ministry? Over the years, as we got around some of the Southern gospel, and I've told you before, the inspirations to me and the McCamey family, those two groups of singers were some of the greatest singers that I've ever heard, and I think the church music ought to be along that line. I don't think Victory in Jesus ought to ever be sung slow. Again, there are some songs that ought to be sung slow. There ought to be songs such as, oh Lord my God, when high in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Now, I don't think it ought to be sung too fast. And I don't want it too slow. Because if y'all know Brother Ray, if it's too slow, he's doing this. Praise the Lord. The bus ministry gave me Ray Mills. God's given us all a lot. And I know we have troubles and struggles. 50 years celebration. Second thing in this verse, if you notice, God put the breath of life and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, those were some of the first verses, but I thought this morning, as the Lord and I have been talking about this message, in that he gave us breath. Now, for those of you who are from Michigan, I want to explain something to you. If you don't have breath, you're not a living soul. And those from the UP, I got to really explain it this way. If you're not doing that, you're not alive. Did I leave anybody out? Brother Ray. No, I'm just kidding. Miss Marty sent back. He said, "Youper, what am I going to do?" Hey, if you're from anywhere, do you understand without breath in your lungs, you're dead? Now, that goes in a lot of areas of our life, not only physically, but that goes into our life spiritually. This right here is a breath of heaven. The Bible mentions that God breathed this book out. You know, Brother Josh, there for a while I had struggles with that definition. But out of his mouth, out of his heart, and from his heart through his mouth, he gave us his word. And with those two things in mind, another Bible verse that we learned that you probably don't need to turn to is John 3:16. What Bible verse does every children's church and every bus ministry give? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that what you teach the kids? That's the first verse you teach them. I remember trying to learn that verse, and Miss Cleo Winschief, you had to know her. She's in heaven's glory today, but I'm sure she lost some hair because of me and Bill and some of the others. You know, the bus ministry, as I mentioned to you before, even allowed our half-sister Barbie, our foster, the mom and dad's foster daughter Barbie that grew up with us, and it was so good to see her at the funeral. Barbie's family. And she told a couple stories that I forgot about. Dave, do you remember the time that we hit our head on the roof of the bus because we were going over railroad tracks? I was like, man, I forgot about, you know, those old buses like that. We always sit on the back of the bus. And if you go over the railroad tracks, it bounce you up. I got to be careful not to bounce. can I jump yet? No. No, I won't do it. Anyhow, I remember hitting my head. She said, yeah, don't you remember that? Well, I was bleeding a little bit on my head, and she had hit her head, and bus. Because a pastor had a heart for souls. Everlasting life. What a great verse. You teach it to everybody. Then, as I've grown, God gave me one more verse, and you already know what it is. In May of 1999, I heard Brother Ouellette from Saginaw, R.B. Ouellette, preach the message, "Don't Just Visit." And his key passage that day was Psalm 91:1. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." My personality and character is such, I want everybody to be my friend. And I want to be your friend. I try to be as friendly as possible. I've been in meetings before, and we are Brother Tabs and Brother Barry Goodman from Shelby, North Carolina. Brother Barry, he's a nutcase. And that church, that church right there, they come unglued on everything. I told you about the old boy who put his glasses in his pocket. And he's going around standing, "Glory, hallelujah," while preacher was preaching. And "Hallelujah." And he went, "Hallelujah." And shot his glasses about three or four pews forward. "Amen. Hallelujah. Sister, could you hand me my glasses?" "Thank you, ma'am." "Glory to God."
We don't worship like that.
You ever let Jesus Christ get a hold of you, and you will. You start thinking about the things in the past he's done for you. And that's where Israel went wrong. They forgot about the Red Sea. They forgot about the river of Marah that God put trees in there, told Moses to do that so they'd have drinking water. We do. We forget. Listen, we got Easter coming up. But do you live your life like he arose again? That's something to think about. With those verses in mind and on this 50-year anniversary for me, a few things I'd like to go over with you, if you don't mind. Number one, Kenny and Kai, you listening? Kevin, Kate, you listening? And I've told you before, I thank God that I've been able to be your pastor and your friend. Let me tell you, y'all listening, the King James Bible has not changed. In those 50 years that I've been around the church house, this Bible has never changed. But it sure has changed me. Jamie would not have a loving husband without the Word of God and the Holy Spirit working it into him. You would not have a loving and a pastor or friend for that matter if it wasn't for the Bible making a change in me. See, I don't want to change the Bible. But boy, let me tell you something, but the other versions sure have changed. And every 2 years, you got to get a new English Standard Bible. Every couple of years, you got to get a new NIV Bible. Remember them old preachers used to call it the HIV Bible. Do you know why? Because in that Bible, they don't call a sodomite. They call him a pervert. Well, perverted means opposite. It means different. Whereas a sodomite is nasty. Nasty lifestyle. Y'all with me? Sunday, by the way, not only is the King James Bible never changed, but Sunday, here's something else I learned. Sunday is the first day of the week. The day to worship together is the church. Because he arose again on the first day. We don't worry about Sabbath because Sabbath was given to Israel. Although there's a principle within the Sabbath that we ought to abide by, there ought to be one day of rest. Anybody in here other than me wore out this morning? By the way, if you're under the age of 25, you cannot be wore out. Anybody above the age of 25 wore out? Brother Ray, wake up. Oh, he is awake. Are y'all with me? It's a good thing to take a day and rest. Now, I remember as a kid growing up, and fellas, Caden, you listening? Kmart wasn't open. Yeah. Grocery stores were not open. Y'all remind me, some of you older brothers and sisters, I don't even remember many restaurants being open to y'all. I don't think there was any restaurants open, were there? I'm trying to think. There might have been some, wouldn't there? Yeah. We're around here, I don't know what, Michigan, I know down home, I just can't remember. Mom, if you're watching, were there restaurants open back in the dark ages? You know, I remember when Christians were upset because Kmart was open from noon to 6. Dun, dun, dun. How dare them? Then the Bridwells, which was a very strong Jewish family, they didn't want to open, but they saw the dollar come in on Sunday. Many other stores started opening over time. Do you remember that? Why, I can remember when we met on church on Sunday night at 7 p.m. I don't know about y'all, but as I got to work in the workforce, man, 7 p.m. was the prime time for a nap right before I went in at 9 o'clock. Did y'all ever work night shift? I like night shift because there's fewer chiefs on night shift, and I got to see my family. I liked that. I hated second shift. And day shift wasn't a whole lot of fun because the boss's office was right there by my printing press. Y'all, anybody relate to that? Now, I remember when they threw a fit. There's still a couple churches here in Lansing even at 7 o'clock, and I'm the most wicked man on earth because we have Sunday school and Sunday morning, eat a dinner together, have another service, and go home for the day. I don't know about y'all, but it's been a help to us, I think. You know what was breaking my heart? When we had Sunday night service at 6 p.m., there'd be one or two families show up, and that was it. That broke my heart. See where I come from, fellas? On Sunday, you meet together as a church. That's the righteous thing to do. And when nobody else is being righteous, you just go ahead and do it anyway. You do right till the stars fall. And when the stars fall, you do right. Brother Patterson and I talked about this week. The Sunday night. It's not mentioned in the Bible. Wednesday night's not mentioned in the Bible. But I don't know about you. I think what's mentioned in the Bible is that it seems to me like they met every day. All day at times. Yeah, Brother Ray. Matter of fact, they do it all night long. Brother Ray was sitting up in the upper window and Paul was preaching and he fell out and died. And Paul brought him, I'm not Brother Ray, I'm sorry, Eutychus. That was funny. Wasn't it? Eutychus was his name. Do y'all remember that story in the book of Acts? He's sitting in the upper part. Must have been full. Brother Paul's preaching. And preaching is about midnight, the Bible says. And he fell out the window, hit the ground, and died. Eutychus is graveyard dead. And Paul walked over and, come on, Eutychus. And Eutychus come back to life according to scriptures. Of course, I think his name was Ray. Yeah, Eutychus is Roman for Ray. That was funny. Somebody write that down. That was one of the better ones. Sunday is where you meet. Why have we forsaken the assembling together? Now, I know Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is a struggle, especially if you don't see good at night. I understand that. But you need that through the middle of the week. You've been fighting the devil, trying to raise some boys, putting up with a husband. Amen. I was thinking about Miss Jamie more than anything. Dealing with a headache, Brother Josh. Miss Margie dealing with just life. Karis dealing with falling. Don dealing with the knuckleheads and knotheads. You know what? We're going to call that the Knucklehead Hotel down there. How's that sound? Miss Mona with her struggles. Miss Catherine with her. You need that on Wednesday night. You need the fellowship of the brethren and the sister too. I have learned the King James Bible's not changed. Sunday's the first day of the week we ought to meet. Hey, I learned that every day is the day the Lord has made. 50 years ago, and even to this day, I know it to be a fact that God made this day. So must glorify and worship Him every day. Grab Jamie saying, Lord, y'all understand we're at that famous restaurant, you know, that highfalutin, awesome food restaurant called Costco. And you grab her hand, Lord, thank you for this wonderful steak hot dog we're about to eat. I remember one time an old preacher had told us, baby, it was Brother Charlie Andrews. He was in a message, and we were there, and I remember him talking about him. He was fasting, and Lord gave him an answer. And he said that day he told his wife to put some food on that they had. She had hot dogs in there. And he said that hot dog smelled like a steak on a grill. He hadn't eaten in a few days. He'd been fasting. He said, I'll tell you right now, you get to fasting that long, that hot dog smelled like a steak on a grill. He was worshiping and glorifying God every day. Some wonderful doctrine. Ready for this? Now, those three things that I've given you are some blessed truths that I've learned. But in 50 years, number one, if you're taking notes, God is God and I am not. I can't control the weather, whether you come to church or whether you don't. Did y'all catch that? I can't control the weathers. Whether you do this or whether you do that, whether you hand out tracts or invite folk to church, I can't control those weathers. Definitely ain't going to control the snow, but I'm going to worship the one who does bring it. Yes, yes, every good gift and every precious gift cometh from above, James chapter 1. Except for the ice and snow. Did y'all see up in Gaylord, they had the big ice storm? We need to be praying for our brethren up there. Listen, y'all, they had a bad ice storm the last couple days. I don't know if the UP got it or not, but I know Central Michigan got it really, really bad. But I want to get back to this doctrine. God is, and I am not. We're all susceptible to trying to be smarter than God. We are all feeble and fragile to the point where we not only think we are God, but we tell God to move out of the way, we got a better answer. It's not so. See, we are created by God, male and female. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. Another doctrine. Jesus is the Son of God and the only Savior for all humans. That's what I learned on the bus. That's what I've learned over the years in this non-changing King James Bible. I have learned that Jesus is the Son of God and the only Savior for any individual. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Male and female. Aren't y'all glad God saves men and boys? Ladies, aren't you glad God saves women and girls? Well, you ought to be. He would have that none should perish, but that all come to repentance. Hey, third doctrine I've learned. Salvation is only through the Lord Jesus by grace through faith only. I put only in there twice. You know why I put it in there twice? So that you'd understand and I'd understand and the world know that there is no salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven whereby a man must be saved. We've been seeing that in the City of Refuges on Wednesday night. Y'all missed a great one Wednesday night. I mean, it was so good, I was amening. We had a couple pews back there that were empty. They were standing up and amening. It's good! But those of you who weren't here, now I know some of you were hurting, Sister Karis, but y'all missed something good! And that's what happens when you don't see the church as needed. Well, I see the church as needed every day. Fourth doctrine I want to give that really helped me. When an individual is saved, the Lord Jesus secures the individual for all eternity. So number one, God is God and I am not. Number two, Jesus is the Son of God and the only Savior for all humans. Number three, salvation is only through the Lord Jesus by grace through faith only. When an individual is saved, the Lord Jesus secures that individual for all eternity. And you know what the greatest doctrine in 50 years I learned? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. By the way, on that song, the first verse is the only good one in it. If you read the rest of it, it's garbage. Read the rest of it. It reads like work salvation and you can lose it and everything else. But that first verse taught us that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We are weak and He is strong. What a thought. So those are the five precious doctrines that over 50 years. Now there's a whole lot more, don't get me wrong. But those are the four that ought to be the basis of your entire life. And you learn that by spending time with Him. When you spend time with Him, not only those five doctrines, but there's some precious thoughts, some precious principles that over the last 50 years that I've learned, and I've mentioned them here, but I want to mention them again because our memory isn't as good as it used to be. Or we weren't listening the first time. With those five doctrines, God is God and I am not. Jesus is the Son of God and the only Savior. Salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ by grace through faith. When an individual is saved, the Lord Jesus secures the individual for eternity. And Jesus loves me, this I know. What five precious doctrine to hang your hat on every day. What five doctrine to run your house like, Dad and Mom. What a great five doctrines to run the church by. But now let me give you a few principles. In 50 years, some principles. You ready? You got your pencil ready? I know y'all are writing this down. You'll be able to tell me the whole message here when we're done, right? One, love God and serve God. I've seen some folks love God and serve God over the years. Pastor Crowder got to teaching some wrong doctrine. That's why we left Parish Bible. And Pastor Charlie Sturgill at that time was over in Charleston, Illinois, helping start a church. And he'd come over and filled in a couple times for Pastor Crowder. And I remember one night he was there, Pastor Crowder was there, and he just preached a great message. It was a Wednesday night, and I think Dad had the time off or something, and Pastor Crowder was mentioning Charlie Sturgill, and you'd had to know my pastor, 6 foot tall, little overweight. He believed in, now I like Little Debbie cakes. He believed in a Snickers and a Pepsi will keep a doctor away every day. What is an apple a day will keep a doctor away? Not according to him. It had to be Pepsi and a Snicker bar. And in his one drawer, which we knew where that drawer was, there were 4 or 5 bags of candy in there. There was 3 Musketeers. There was Milky Ways. There was Snickers in there. Now, he was 83 when he passed away. He had sugar issues, but that's not what killed him. Now, I'm not okay in the sugar, okay? And I don't have bags of candy in my office. Because if I did, I know there's 4 Mills boys that would be eating it all up. I know one definitely. Dad. Anyway, when we met Pastor Charlie, he was a breath of fresh air. He was weird. Now, many of us would use the word siren. Not Pastor Charlie. He called it a siren. And then, we'd never heard it before, but it's not a chair. It's a cheer. It was amazing, the preaching that came out of his mouth. And I remember when Mom and Dad, we'd gone up there to Horace Baptist Church. Oh my word, it's been over 40 years now that he taught me to love God and serve God. In that, you know what? You ought to tell the Lord Jesus you love Him every day. Jamie, I love you. I love you. Yeah? You want to go on a date? Will you marry me? Oh, that's already happened. I love you. Now, would I be foolish not to tell her that? Karis, you're hurting, and I love you. And I love you. Dawn, I love you. Mona, I love you. Catherine, I love you. Hey, Caden, love you, man. Rachel, I love you. My little sister. If there was this little sister I could have, it wouldn't be Rachel. Kevin, I love you. I'm glad of the young man you're becoming. Got a long ways to go. Kenny, I love you. I'm proud of you. I know, what's not to love? She's still a teenager. Kyle, I love you, buddy. I do. Josh, I love you. Margie, I call her Smiley. I love you. I do, I love you. I like the youper term so I can kind of, and then later on after service, she'll have something to say to me about that. You know, the Southern Canadians? Joe, I love you, buddy. Brother Scott, I appreciate everything you do. I love you, buddy. Jamie, you're all right for a white girl. Well, I've told you every day, I told you on that day. Now, this is something me and Jamie talk about. Y'all ready? I'll say to Jamie, I love you, but I don't know about tomorrow. Why? I ain't got there yet. But if I know my yesterday and my today, chances are tomorrow, I'm going to love you. Oh, Mama Connie, I love you. It's not your day to be loved, David. This ain't your day. She says that to me a lot. You look kind of like my mom. What is it with... Anyhow. Hey, when was the last time you told Jesus you love... Oh, I forgot one. Brother Ray, I like you. Anyhow. Hey! I love you, buddy. Even though you have poor taste in ties. When was the last time you told Jesus you love him? Hey, y'all listening? 50 years. When was the last time you told him you loved him? I sat at my desk and I try to, you know what, I don't like rote prayers. It shouldn't be that way. But every now and then, well, just about every time, Lord, I love you. Thank you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I'm not going to tell you how to pray. I have some people, they pray the same, they start a prayer the same way all the time. You know what that tells me? You're not praying. Now, I think you ought to go into the throne room of heaven saying, Lord Jesus, I love you. I bow at your throne. I've heard some people start it this way and that way. But why not just have a conversation with him? Hey, love God and serve God. That's a pretty good principle. How about this? And I think in pastoring here for 18, it'll be 18 years this July. You know, 18 years ago, we came back for the second time. You ready? Number two, love more than you hate. Love more than you hate. And I tell you, I hate this pain. Man, I hate sitting in my chair. Man, I hate having... I got to thinking about it this week. Well, Lord, forgive me. Love more than you hate. It's easy to hate. Well, if you're going to love God and serve God, maybe you ought to just love more and hate less. Number three, have compassion more than you condemn. Now, I think there's things in life we cannot condone. And we all know of the different things that are happening in our nation. I still barf and I still get angry at the thought that American people's money has gone to other countries for transgender operations. And anybody that thinks that's okay is definitely a child of Satan. You say, well, wait a minute, you're condemning. God done condemned it. I'm just warning of the condemnation ahead. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's compassion. But we ought to have compassion more than we have condemnation. Because many of us are bent on condemning before we know everything. Well, you know, Wednesday night, Karis wasn't at church. Yeah, but you don't know she fell. And she's hurting. So she's at her house healing up. Hey, Bensie's not here today. She overdid it. We've been moving her to her new place out at the King Arthur's Court. And it's I like her place. Man, I do. And then, so she did more. We moved. Yes, I did too much yesterday trying to help move, and I'm feeling it right now. But I'm going to tell you right now, when I get to heaven, I won't have any problems. So I might have to just go through a few problems here. But Miss Bensie's hurting this morning.
Where's that Bensie Martinez at?
She's at the house resting up because she overdid it trying to move her and her sister. And in that move, I'm only going to say it this way. So if you want to read between the lines, I don't care. But Bensie moved her and her sister. Bensie's wore out. But I'm going to tell you right now, Rachel and the young men, Miss Jamie and I, two trucks. You know what? We got to come up with a name. Knuckleheads in a Truck Moving Company. What do you think? Anyhow, we're not moving pianos, fellas. Anybody ever say anything about moving a piano? You tell them no. I done moved too many, right, babe? Done moved too many pianos and had too many backaches. And them old pianos we had to move were those uprights, and they was heavier than a dead preacher. Amen, Brother Scott? All right. That was a freebie, by the way. But we got her moved, and she's wore out today. You know, there's a whole lot of people. Now, I tell you what irritates me is that people could be in the house of God and aren't. That's wrong. Well, I didn't see Brother Scott today. You don't understand. With that knucklehead business that they work for, oh my goodness, if he could just tell you the stories of those knuckleheads and the way those that servers work and all that business. Well, did you know so-and-so? Yeah, well, did you know your armpits stink too? I had to look for a good way to put that. Right, man? I wonder, it's G-rated, okay, Miss Karis? Have compassion more than you condemn. Number four. Oh, Karis, this is for me and you if it's for anybody. Miss Margie, my dear sister, this is for us three. Be more merciful every day. Our personalities tend to be condemning and unmerciful. And by the way, if you have the gift of mercies, you need to be careful that you're not run over every day. Sister Dawn, you've got the gift of mercies. Now we need to pray for Sister Dawn not to get run over. And I tell you right now, if I needed a place to sleep, food to eat, I know where I could go. Either be down on Randolph or down on Community. Matter of fact, I'd probably go over there to Margie's house. I can go to Catherine's house. I know that. But you know what, beloved? In 50 years, we ought to be more merciful every day than we are now. I get so irritated. And Brother Josh, forgive me for getting on this crate. Yeah, I'll think of the right terminology in a minute. Soapbox. I am so sick and tired of the mightier than thou Christian putting down the poor Christian that can't afford their standard of clothing. I'm sorry, y'all, but I've seen it over the years. She ain't got a dress on. Well, he ain't wearing a tie. So, I'm not so concerned about what they look like on the outside. I want to be more like Jesus and look on the inside. We need to be merciful, more merciful every day. These are getting hard. Look at number five. Number five, be kind and gracious to everyone. Now, yesterday I didn't do it, but the last time I was at Costco, there's an individual that over the last couple years I've seen transition from a man to a woman, if that's even possible. And at Costco, this individual will be at one of the registers. And Jamie, you know what you want to talk about. Well, last time I was there, a lot of times I will go to another aisle because I don't want to say anything I shouldn't. I'm just being honest, just to be compassionate. This time, I went through that person's line. How are you doing today? How are you doing today? Here's my card, and they scan the card, and oh, it's just another day in paradise. Oh, I understand that. Even the very ones that you want to condemn are the very ones that you need to be talking to. Be kind and gracious to everyone. They just pulled out in front of me. Well, I used to be bad about that. I used to think that on top of our van, we ought to put a 50 caliber machine gun. Anybody pull out in front of me, I could shoot them down. But how many of them thought the same about me? Being more kind and gracious to everyone. See, they just changed our first appointment at PT was supposed to be the Thursday, so 1 week. But they had to change it to Friday. And Jamie had already got some time off for the Thursday, but not the Friday. And they called me and said, well, Matt won't be in. He will be in the next day to do the evaluation and this and that. And I was a little miffed because all my people that were helping me out, they had to make their – and I know right now if I needed any one of y'all to come get me, to take me to wherever, y'all do it. If Jamie had to be in the office. I understand that. Boy, I know that. But what I got miffed at was he's changing it. Take 2 or 3 days before. Now, if you and I want to change it, it takes an act of Congress to get it done. Amen? Then they want to charge you your fee. So I remember when I showed up, what are you going to do about it? See, there's some people, and I hope there's none in this room, you'd gripe and complain about it to the appointment, and then when the appointment's over, you got over it. Well, go ahead and get over it the instant you find out you got to do it. Miss Jamie got a schedule, and on this schedule, well, she got it changed. So I had brought out of home to her, and I was looking at the schedule, and I seen some changes. Like, oh, we got to change this, we got to change that, got to change. Yesterday, I was hurting from Friday, and I am so glad Friday for the workout that I got. It has to. By the way, you've got to find where that line of overdoing it is, especially when you're coming back from a knee. It's a totally different recuperation. It's a total different rehabilitation, because some of the most important parts of your body are your legs. And if you don't get it right away, scar tissue builds up and you lose the mobility and the flexibility in that joint. There's a lot of reason why I walk. A lot of reason why I go up and down stairs. Yesterday was rough trying to move and whatnot. Well, there was a possibility that the grandkids were going to have to come to the house after they had to change their plans because another grandkid got sick. And I'm thinking, Jamie, I don't want a bunch of noise around today. And they worked it out where the grandkids didn't come. But, you know, I felt bad because I was upset. My plan, because I was going to have them in the house. I should have been joyful that they was going to be around. Anybody else in here like that? You know, I love to see them come and I love to see them go. Be kind and gracious to everyone. Serve God and others. Now listen, it's 50 years now. I think I know something about this. Serve God and others with no agenda. No strings attached. Glorifying King Jesus. There have been a couple people over the years in my life, and there's been a bunch of people that they have done to be a help to Jamie and I and the church, and they've said, don't mention it to anyone. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Why? Because they don't have an agenda, and they have no strings attached. That's the mark of a believer that's in love with King Jesus. Be faithful to God all the time. That's another principle I've learned. Serve with no agenda and then be faithful all the time. Did you hear me? Amen. Not once in a while, not when you feel like it. If you were faithful to God based on how you feel, how often would you be faithful? Hey, here's another principle I've learned. You ready? This is a big one. Study the Bible more and pray more. You can never study the Bible enough, and you can never pray enough. Here's another principle. Here you go, Brother Ray. This is for you. Brother Josh, rest. A weary heart, a struggling soul, a back carrying a heavy burden, without rest, cannot serve and love God like they ought. When you're down and out and you wore out, how good are you at serving God? Enjoy the life God has given. Boy. Have I failed in that one? I ought to enjoy I got my chair to sit in, even though I'm sick of sitting in my chair. And you know what? If you used to ask my chair would probably say, I'm getting sick of you sitting here too. Now, if y'all ever have your chair talk to you, you need a padded room, a jacket that they tie backward, and a padded helmet. Yeah, well, Don says she talks to herself. I talk to myself to talk to somebody intelligent. Hey, how many of you don't enjoy the life you've got given to you? Good. I get to spend my entire adult life with Jamie. Whew. Doo-hoo-hoo. I get kisses and hugs until Opie gets between us. I love you. Now, a minute ago, I loved you, and then I just liked you. Well, now I love you. See, I change. Whether you love me or whether you don't, it's about weather. Enjoy it. I hope people, Pastor Charlie used to say, smile to make people wonder what's going on. Right? He's weird. She's weird. I'm almost done. Just give me one more second. No, give me three more seconds. This is probably, in the last couple years, been the biggest principle I've learned in the 50 years I've been around the church. And you, everyone's heard this statement, but I wonder if we're living it. Make others better while becoming better. You got to admit that you're not better in order to become better. You got to admit that you have some failures. And by the way, failures is feedback. Failures can be fruitful if you let them. But make others better while becoming better. Did you hear me? Make others better while becoming better. And so I finish with this very important principle in the last 25 years. Spend more time, more and more time with God. Hope you all understand I'm celebrating 50 years of being around the church house. Ain't that a blessing? Oh, I look back on how good God's been. I wonder how many times He saved me from being killed. I wonder how many times that He's blessed when I wasn't deserving. He gave me John and Becky Garver as my parents. Gave me Bill and Chris's brothers. Sent a bus to my house just so that I'd know for sure heaven be my home. Well, I'm here to tell you, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Jesus Christ is my Savior. If I die right now, don't y'all cry. Y'all just shout glory, hallelujah, because David's in heaven. Hey, I'll have two good knees there. Now, I will probably, most likely, still be the most handsome person in all of heaven. That's just funny to think about, ain't it? When the beauty of the Lord Jesus and the light of the Lord Jesus, a sinless place to be. Thank you. It's 40 minutes of me telling you. And I celebrating 50 years in the church. Father, thank you for this word and these precious, precious people sitting and listening for the last 45 minutes. But I do pray that the entire time, King Jesus, you've been glorified and praised through it all and uplifted, and that you are pleased with us worship and with us giving you all the glory, because it is you. All this is possible, and in these 50 years, is to praise King Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. May you have all the glory. We pray this before the throne room of heaven, before God Almighty, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in His name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet with our head bowed and our eyes closed. I don't know if God's dealing with your heart. If you're listening, you might be. God's dealing with your heart, friend. The altars are open if you'd like to come and pray or to praise God or whatever it be. There's those that we're praying for and struggles that others are going through. Ms. Karis Back needs our prayer this morning. My knee and maybe your headache. All got ailments and struggles. God's dealing with your heart, friend. Take care of it now. If you don't know for sure that you're saved, I can take a Bible and show you how for sure I know that Jesus saves. God's dealing with your heart. You come on.